investigator being in the building this week, has it been disruptive at all in terms of altering anything you all do?
No, it's the same thing. The same thing for us. I mean, we've heard about it. We know from, you know, media telling us and the coaches and they inform us that people are coming in this coming week. And, I mean, no, it has no effect on how we're approaching things and what we're doing and practice and meetings and things. Not at all.
As you guys are focusing on, obviously, Carolina, which is going to be a tough test, how difficult or frustrating is to know that, you know, you guys are supposed to be keep quiet about everything, but guys are possibly leaking information when you hear that?
That's what it is. I really can't worry about, like I keep saying, I can't worry about what I can't control, you know. I mean, I spoke on the issue already, and that's what it is. I can't control what other people are saying or anything like that. All I can worry about is getting ready to play, like you said, a tough team coming in here on Sunday that's arguably the hottest team in the league right now. So we got enough to worry about with that team coming in, to be worried about what an investigator and who's saying this and what's going on. We just got to worry about trying to control the Panthers. That's about it.
Investigators in the building, the guys are more on their P's and Q's
than me. No, I mean, I ain't doing anything any different. I'm being myself, you know. I'm just being me. And I feel the same as anybody else doing anything different. We handling the same, go work out, come here, go to meetings, you know, and then go out in the practice field. And come back in and do it again tomorrow and get ready for Sunday.
Brent, as someone who has arguably had the most production on the defense the last couple of years, you're going to one-year contract. Have you enjoyed playing in Miami this year?
Yeah, I like it here. I like it a lot here. Obviously, Miami is a great place, but I like the coaching staff. I like the players. It's a cool. It's just the players are real cool here. Everybody gets along, and I like the coaches. So I mean, there's nothing for me not to like. And we are in position to compete for a playoff spot, and that's cool.
Talk about going up against Steve Smith.
I mean, that's him. You know, he's a great player. He's been a great player that made a lot of plays in this league. But he's extremely competitive, and he gets his self hype sometimes. It's just that's him. It's expected now. He's gonna you know, do some things, get hyper, and do things like that. But I respect it. That's his game. He's a hell of a player, and so the challenge coming up this Sunday.
Important for you is not to get caught up in that. You know, with Steve.
I'm not really that guy that he caught up in things like that. I know what he's going to do. That's him. He's talking to himself half the time. Like, he's just hyping himself up. So, I mean, that's his game.
Talk about Cam Newton. I mean, what he's able to do, not only with his arm, but his feet as well.
Oh, he's a weapon, you know. He can do a lot of things. He has a strong arm. Can extend plays, as you seen last night. I watched the game. He had a lot of third downs. He grabbed them just with his legs on broken plays. And that's what he does. He's been doing it for 3 years now, and he's carrying over this year, and he's doing a great job, and his team is winning, so he's getting a lot of love right now.